भगवते वासुदेवाय चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड अमरीश महाराज ऑफेंडेड बाय दुर्वासा मुनि कैंटो 9 Today the text goes from 57 to 63. So I'll just read previous text. Aham Sanat Kumarascha Narado Bhagavanaja Kapilo Pantaratamo Devalo Dharma Asuri Marichi Pramukhaschanye Siddhesha Paradarshana Vidamana vayam sarve yanmayam mayaya vrita tasya vishveshvarasyedam sastram dur visaham hina tam evam sharanam yahi haristesham vidhasyati. Translation by His Divine Grace is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Past, present and future are known to me, Lord Shiva. Sanat Kumara, Narada, the most revered Lord Brahma. Kapila, the son of Devahuti. Apantaratama, Lord Vyasdev. Devala, Yamraj. Asuri, Marichi and many saintly persons headed by him as well as many others who have achieved perfection. Nonetheless, because we are covered by the illusory energy of the Lord, we cannot understand how expansive that illusory energy is. You should simply approach that Supreme Personality of Godhead to get relief, for this Sudarshan Chakra is intolerable even to us. Go to Lord Vishnu. He will certainly be kind enough to bestow all good fortune upon us. Text 60. Tato nirasho durvasa padam bhagavato yayayu vaikunthakhyam yad adhyaste srinivasa sriyasaha. Translation. Thereafter, being disappointed even in taking shelter of Lord Shiva, Durvasa Muni went to Vaikuntha Dham, where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, resides with his consort, the Goddess of Fortune. Text 61. Sandhyamano jiva sastra vahanina tatpada mule patita save pathu aha chyutananta sad ipsita prabho kritagasam mavahi vishva bhavana. Translation. Durvasa Muni, the great mystic, scorched by the heat of the Sudarshan Chakra, fell at the lotus feet of Narayan, his body trembling. He spoke as follows. O infallible, unlimited Lord, protector of the entire universe, you are the only desirable objective for all devotees. I am a great offender, my Lord. Please give me protection. Text 62. Ajanata te paramanubhavam krutamayadham bhavata priyanam videhi tasya pachinti vidhata Muchyet yannan mudite narakopi. Translation. O my Lord, O Supreme Controller, without knowledge of your unlimited prowess, I have offended your most dear devotee. Very kindly save me from this reaction of this offense. You can do everything, for even if a person is fit for going to hell, you can deliver him simply by awakening within his heart the holy name of your Lordship. Now today's text 63. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Aham Bhakta Paradhino Hi Ashvatantra Iva Dvija Sadhu Bhir Grasta Ridayo Bhaktir Bhakta Jana Priya Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana, I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desires, I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotee are very dear to me. Purport. All the great stalwart personalities in the universe, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, are fully under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is fully under the control of his devotee. Why is this? Because the devotee is Anya Bhilashita Sunya. In other words, he has no material desires in his heart. His only desire is to think always of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how to serve him best. Because of this transcendental qualification, the Supreme Lord is extremely favorable to the devotees. Indeed, not only devotees, but also the devotees of the devotees. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Chhadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paye Chekeba. Without being a devotee of a devotee, one cannot be released from material entanglement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Bharto Pad Kamalyor Das Das Anudasam. Thus, he instructed us to become not directly servants of Krishna, but servant of Krishna. Devotees like Brahma, Narada, Vyasdev and Sukadeva Goswami are directly servants of Krishna. And one who becomes a servant of Narada, Vyasdev and Sukadev, like the six Goswamis, is still more devoted. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur therefore says, Yasya Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. If one very sincerely serves a spiritual master, Krishna certainly becomes favorable to such a devotee. Following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. I would like to beg permission of all the devotees headed by Malti Mataji so that I can speak something for my purification. Here a very important verse is there where Krishna, how he puts his devotees in more important situation than himself is emphasized. And Prabhupada makes a very important statement in a purport that following the instructions of a devotee is more valuable than following the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. So Prabhupada also emphasizes on how it is important, or in Lord's heart, what is the value of a devotee has been emphasized. Here you find that yesterday Shadbhuj Prabhu was mentioning about the power of Durvasa Muni, and Amrish Maharaj was very insignificant compared to Durvasa Muni. And Durvasa Muni, he was so powerful that not only he created a demon, but he could touch the personalities like Lord Brahma. He could touch the personality like Lord Shiva. And what to speak of that, he touched Lord Narayana. Someone may ask a question that how can someone can go to spiritual world with material desires? Durvasa Muni is not free from material desires, and spiritual world is a place where there are no material desires. So how come Durvasa Muni can go to spiritual world? The reason is that Durvasa Muni is expansion of Lord Shiva, and due to that reason he could go to Narayana. Otherwise a person cannot go to spiritual world. So Durvasa Muni is an extraordinary person as far as power is concerned. Nonetheless, when he goes to Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha, we describe Vaikuntha as a place where there is no kuntha, there is no misery is there. And a contrast situation is there, Durvasa Muni is coming to Vaikuntha with misery. In Vaikuntha there is no misery is there. And Durvasa Muni is having a misery. How unfortunate he is there. He is having the audience of the Lord and he is having a misery. And he was begging at the lotus feet of the Lord that let me be free from this particular offense. He was even understanding that I committed an offense to a devotee of your Lord. And in spite of that, he committed an offense. Krishna Sudarshan Chakra was behind Durvasa Muni. He was just chasing like a guided missile. It was just behind Durvasa Muni. And wherever Durvasa Muni would go, that Sudarshan Chakra would follow. And whichever, like he was traveling for an year. And for 1 year, Sudarshan Chakra was behind Durvasa Muni. And nobody can counteract Sudarshan Chakra, neither Lord Brahma, who is the secondary creator of this universe, neither Mahesh, who is the great Lord Shiva, neither he can counteract the Sudarshan Chakra. And he ultimately said that actually only person who can save you from this is Lord Narayana. You should go to Lord Narayana. Only he can save you from this. So even Lord Shiva, very powerful person, he could also not say, stop Sudarshan Chakra. So what to speak of Narayan? Even Narayan's Shastra cannot be counteracted by powerful personalities in this universe. And then Durvasa Muni came to Vaikuntha and he frankly said that actually I am being suffering, your Sudarshan Chakra is behind me and I offend your devotee, kindly protect me. And Krishna very wonderfully he says, no, a person who is supreme controller, cause of all causes, sarva karana karana, he is a supreme controller of everyone, everything in the universe, he says, I can't control this Sudarshan Chakra, it is beyond my control. Why? Because Durvasa Muni has offended his devotee. And Lord Narayan wanted to emphasize that if you offended my devotee, you should go back to my devotee only. You can't be coming to me and asking forgiveness. For example, if you offend a devotee and then come to Gopinath and says that actually I committed an offense for this particular devotee, kindly forgive me, and Gopinath will not forgive. The reason is that we have to go to that particular devotee and ask forgiveness. My dear Prabhu, I have committed an offense, so please forgive me for that. And Durvasa Muni is coming in very helpless situation. And the burning heat of Sudarshan Chakra was facing his back. One time, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was speaking on this particular topic. And he was speaking to Gurukul boys, and one of the Gurukul boy asked that, Maharaj, if Sudarshan Chakra is so few inches away and Durvasa Muni is talking to say Brahma or Shiva or Narayan and offering obeisances, then why during that time Sudarshan Chakra is not doing his work? So Maharaj says at that time he was humbling, he was offering obeisances, he was praying, and due to that reason Sudarshan Chakra was stopping. Okay. So due to humility, Sudarshan Chakra was respecting that. So here in this case, Durvasa Muni came to Narayan and Narayan very strangely said no. Krishna can forgive any offenses committed to him. He is a magnanimous heart. Like we find that one pastime where similar pastime conducted and Krishna forgiven. This is a pastime about Bhrigu Muni testing who is Lord. And after that pastime, the Tirupati Balaji deity came into existence. So it started as Bhrigu Muni wanted to test who is Supreme Lord. And he approached Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, and he offended minutely both of them, and both of them were very angry with Bhrigu Muni. And then Bhrigu Muni approached Narayan, and Narayan was just lying. Lakshmi ji, very attached to lotus feet of Narayan, was massaging the feet of Narayan. And Bhrigu Muni came and hit hard on the chest of the Lord. It's a very big, serious offense. And due to that reason, Lakshmiji could not tolerate. And then ultimately she came to Kolhapur and did tapasya at Kolhapur. So it was very grave, serious offense. Somebody in public coming and hitting on the chest very hard. Suppose somebody does such offense in one-to-one, a person may grudgingly forgive also. Theek hai. But if it's done in public, especially in front of his own wife, that is very difficult. And with no reason, Bhrigu Muni just comes and hits hard on the chest. And what to speak of forgiving Bhrigu Muni? Narayan placed him on his asana. You sit. Perhaps your feet might have hurt. Your feet, you are a Brahmana. Your feet has to be delicate, and you might have heard, so please forgive me for my offense. And Narayan was saying on that lines, very shocking. So very grave offense was just forgiven. And on the side, other side, there was an offense by Durvasa Muni to Amrish Maharaj. And Amrish Maharaj is not, say, very great person, except that he is devotee of the Lord. And he went in the same order. He went to Brahma, he went to Mahesh, then he went to Narayan. And Narayan says, beyond my control, go back. And we can see from this that how Lord worships or loves his devotees. Like all this personality, Brahma, Shiva, it's a very powerful personalities. Brahma is the demigod for presiding deity, for deity for controlling mode of passion. Shiva is controlling mode of ignorance. So Durvasa Muni tried both. Going to Brahma, he was controlling deity for passion. Going to Shiva, controlling deity for ignorance. Then he thought, perhaps Vishnu, who is controlling deity for goodness, I'll go to him and perhaps he can help me. Nothing worked. And he has to come back to square A, we say. He has to come back to Amrish Maharaj. And here, in this particular pastime, the devotee's position has been glorified by the Lord. A devotee may feel very insignificant. But devotee, in the eyes of the world, he can be insignificant. But in the eyes of Supreme Person, he is the most worshipable being. So devotees are the greatest person, and Lord, he loves his devotee. And what to speak of someone who is a devotee and who serves his devotee? Like there's a pastime where in South India there's a deity as Varadraj. So one of the devotees was there, his name was Kanchipurna. And he was very dear to Lord's heart. And he would do chamar seva. If somebody goes to Varadraj, is very pleased with chamar seva. Devotees go and do chamar seva to Varadraj. And Kanchipurna would daily do chamar seva to Varadraj for hours. And very uniquely, Varadraj would speak to Kanchipurna for hours. We don't find that we are doing chamar seva or fan seva, doing aarti, and Gopinath start to speak to us. And Varadraj would speak for hours to this particular devotee, Kanchipurna. and a devotee would serve Kanchipurna. So one time that devotee asked Kanchipurna that, actually, I don't know, I don't think that I'll be able to go back to God. Can you ask Varadraj, because he speaks to you, that whether I'll go back to Godhead or no? So Kanchipurna says, okay, I'll ask to Varadraj. He asked to Varadraj that this devotee has particularly inquired that whether he will go back to Godhead or no. So Varadraj says, yes, he will go back to Godhead because he is serving you. So he continued his chamar seva for some time. Then a doubt, an idea came in his heart that, shall I ask about myself also? But then he thought that actually he is speaking for me, ours. I'll ask nonetheless. So he asked Varadraj that, will I go back to Godhead or no? Varadraj says, no, you will not go back to Godhead. So Varadraj, Kanchipurna was shocked. He asked that, what shall I do to go back to Godhead? So Varadraj says, he is serving my devotee, so he'll be definitely coming back to Godhead. But if you serve a devotee of mine, then you will definitely come back to Godhead. So immediately Kanchipurna kept aside chamar and went to Ramanujacharya and started serving him. And then after serving a lot to Ramanujacharya, then he came back to Varadraj. And then Varadraj said, now you can come back to Godhead. So, without rendering service to devotees, one cannot be free from these clutches of material energy. Prabhupada, in his books, repeatedly, when this particular topic comes, he repeatedly quotes Narottam Das Thakur's this line, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paye Chekeba. That means, without serving the lotus feet of devotee, one cannot be free from this material world. Prabhupada likes a very many time emphasis on this topic. So much, Prabhupada quotes Mad Bhaktya Puja Vyadhika. Many statement he quotes where he emphasizes that how serving devotees is the most glorious position. Very glorious position in the entire creation. So, our whole target or attitude should be how we can serve devotees. And Krishna is very pleased if somebody serves devotees. One time we visited Mayapur Yatra and Jayapataka Maharaj took us to Jagannath Babaji Maharaj Samadhi. And he was saying that in bhakti we can progress two ways. One is that we can sadhana bhakti, where we struggle for chanting of the holy names and so forth. And he says there is a faster way. That is pleasing such great souls. And somebody who can please such great souls, he can immediately go back to Godhead. By serving their devotees, he can easily go back to Godhead. Like one time we visited to a devotee, he is from Juhu, and he helped in when Juhu was temple in his inception was being attacked by neighboring people, and was a fight was there, and his name is Mr. Rathi, and he was trying to protect, and he was trying to go to such an extent that he has to shoot, he is ready to shoot also, and he was trying to protect. And Prabhupada came to know about this, and Prabhupada told this gentleman that you will go back to Godhead. So this man says, he was not a standard ISKCON devotee. So this man says that, actually I am a sinful man, how can I go back to Godhead? So Prabhupada said to him that when you leave your body, I will be standing on the gate of Golok Vrindavan to receive you. So that's just by pleasing a devotee, one can easily enter the spiritual world. And Prabhupada, he was later constructing building for the devotees, and Prabhupada told him that you are constructing residence for our devotees. Simultaneously, Krishna is also constructing a house for you in Golok Vrindavan. And this is a pure, say, mercy. In ISKCON, like say, we find that it is a more, say, we are cases of mercy than sadhana, like say. And many devotees have gone to spiritual world just on the dint of mercy. And that's why Srila Prabhupada emphasizes here that serving devotees is the most greatest fortune someone can actually have. And Prabhupada in this, here it quotes that actually devotees like Narada, Vyasadeva and Sukadeva Goswami, they directly serve Krishna. But even they have to take assistance, like Vyasadeva, when he was bewildered, he used to take assistance from Narada, that kindly help me, I am perplexed, I am not happy completely. And he writes further, like the six Goswamis who are devoted to them. So we find that the mood of six Goswamis were serving devotees. We find in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime also, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also eager to serve in very, very ways. Many ways he would like to serve his devotees. And in many cases we find that just a devotee is dear or near to a devotee and he gets mercy of the Lord. Example, in Srivastava's house, it is mentioned that everyone got love of Godhead, including his tailor, servants, anyone there in this house who is serving Srivast Thakur, everyone went back to Godhead, love of Godhead. Why? They are somehow serving Srivast Thakur. We find that in one of the pastime, at the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a person criticized Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a son-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya named Amogha, and very actively criticized Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But in return, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ultimately gave him love of Godhead. And only reason I can feel is that he was connected to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So if someone is connected to a devotee, it's the greatest fortune somebody can aspire. And that's why devotees always want to be under the shelter and care of other devotees. We find that here Prabhupada quotes about six Goswamis. One of the Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, he is a Ras Acharya. And nonetheless, he prefers to stay under the care of devotees. In Jagannath Puri, there were, I think, three Raghunaths. And Raghunath Das Goswami is named as Swarupera Raghu. That means he was under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Although he could have had direct audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved him to his heart. Even if he wanted to dialogue with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would just, through the medium of Swarup Damodar Goswami, he would present that actually I would like to know. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would speak to Raghunath Das Goswami. So although he's a Ras Acharya who prefers to be under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left and Raghunath Das Goswami came to Vrindavan, and in Vrindavan also he abided by the orders of Rupa and Sanatan. Actually he wanted to live his life. What is the use of living without Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he wanted to jump from Govardhan and he wanted to leave his body in that pursuit. And Rupa Sanatan says, no, you should not do that. You are the only person who know about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. So please stay over here and narrate every day about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime. And he accepted the order. He gave aside his desire and he accepted the order and stayed over there every day following the instructions of Rupa Sanatana, narrating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes for many, many hours. That is the heart of great devotees. Great devotees doesn't want to jump directly to Krishna. Never. Neither here, neither in spiritual world. And sahajiyas want to directly come closer to Krishna. And to the degree a person feels distance from Krishna, to that degree, he can easily remember Krishna. Because generally, we are in close proximity, then actually is a tendency that we take the thing cheaply. So in a distance, we can actually worship Krishna better. And that was the mood of six Goswamis. They would chant, Hey Radhe, Hey Vraja Devi Ke, Nanda Suno Kuto, where are you? Never they say that actually Krishna is mine, I am with Krishna. Never they said. They always say that Krishna is much far from me, Radharani is much far from me. And in that mood, they would be easily, or they will be in more absorption, they can remember Krishna. So that was the mood of six Goswamis. And Krishna is always inclined to his devotees. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Vasudev Dat that actually by your devotion you have purchased me and you can sell me wherever you want. I have become a commodity. Even we will not sell anything, such a loose statement to someone that I am your fan and you can do anything to me, you can give me anywhere. Even we will not say that. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Vasudev Dat that actually I am your property. You can give me to anyone. Vasudev Dat purchased Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu out of his devotion. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, out of his devotion and compassion, purchased Krishna. And he could sell Krishna anywhere. He go to places, he would travel, and he would go to places, and he could sell Krishna. He can give Krishna, take Krishna. And Krishna would happily, he would ready to go wherever Prabhupada desired. And what to speak of Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada empowered his disciples also to give Krishna to others. Just few days back, we were discussing about Prabhupada in Brahmacharya class also. Braj Vihari Prabhu, I think, was mentioning about Prabhupada sending three couples to London. And one of them was, Malati Mataji was there. And Prabhupada sent them, and they were new devotees. And Prabhupada trained them in Kirtan, correct? Prabhupada trained them in Kirtan. Srila Prabhupada trained the three couples in Kirtan and then sent to London. And he empowered them to give Krishna to others, and there was a revolution. So not only Srila Prabhupada could give Krishna, he can empower devotees, you also give Krishna. Since you are connected to me, and Krishna readily accepted, yes. They are connected to Srila Prabhupada, they can give me to others also. So that is heart of Krishna. He loves his devotees. And for devotees' sake, he can go to any extent also. Any extent he can go. For example, Sri Krishna wanted to destroy Khandavaprastha forest. And he invoked the Sudarshan Chakra and he was destroying it. And in that process, he wanted to destroy Mayadanav also and Asura. And Krishna was determined to do that. And this particular Asura, behind whom Sudarshan Chakra was there, he took shelter of Arjuna. And since he took protection of Arjuna, Krishna forgave him. Okay, let it be. See, even sometime Krishna is angry himself, but his devotees says, okay, jane do, let it be. Then Krishna allows him, okay, let it be. He is accepted as my servant, or he is accepted in my, he can be accepted in my spiritual world. So Krishna is always partial, inclined to his devotees. And in devotees' presence, nothing inauspicious can happen. Like when Lord Brahma was, even when devotees are angry and some anger is exhibited, still it can be auspicious. Brahma, he wanted that this universe be filled with, they should be filled with living entities. So he has children as four Kumaras. And he wanted that four Kumaras should procreate. And four Kumaras denied. We don't want to procreate. And Brahma was angry. And in that anger, Shiva came out. And you find that Shiva, the name itself, is auspicious. So when devotees are present, then all auspiciousness is there. And we should be, our endeavor should be that somehow we should be trying to please such devotees. Because everything in this material world is going to perish. Whatever is there around us, material, or even the big planets, or this universe also is going to perish. What is remaining is only what we render service to Lord and His devotees. That is only remaining. Everything else is going to perish. Nothing is permanent in this world. So devotees, from their side, always want to serve the Lord and His devotees. And Prabhupada quotes about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's quote. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu identified himself as Gopi Bharthur Padakamalyor Das Das Dasanu Das. And that's what Srila Prabhupada, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we find that one of the statements Srila Prabhupada mentions that one can, in the footsteps of the devotee, one can go back to Godhead. When devotees are, if we also see our practical life, that when we are around devotees, even desire to perform devotional service sprouts from somebody's strong devotional service. We are inspired by somebody else's devotional service, and then that from that desire, we also get desire to render devotional service. When we are out of association of devotees, we find that our Bhakti Lata beach starts to dry out. But when we are in association of devotees, it is easily we can nourish that Bhakti Lata beach, because I read one statement, what eyes sees, heart desires. So when we see enthusiastic devotees, our heart also desires that actually I can also do this. I want to do this. So when we see devotees eagerly serving the Lord, by seeing the rendering service, in our core of the heart, a desire also germinates that let me do this also. And by that desire, we can also in their footsteps render service. So between Krishna and us, we should always keep devotees. That's why Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur always write Dasosmi. When he would write to even his own disciples, he would write Dasosmi. And if somebody would like to come to meet Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he would ask that person, are you servant of Krishna or servant of a devotee? And if that person says that I am servant of Krishna, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur will not give him audience. He would just continue with his services. So he also emphasized that serving devotee is the greatest fortune. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Jagannath Puri, but he was always abiding by devotees. You can imagine, if Supreme Lord want to go to South India, or he want to go to Vrindavan, and he is asking permission from all the devotees, actually I want to go. And some of the devotees are made by, practically all the devotees are made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And some were very new, maybe 1 year or 2 year, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going, that actually I plan to go to Vrindavan. Can you please give me permission? And without their permission, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not go. Srila Prabhupada on last days want to go to Govardhan Parikrama. And devotees insisted, Prabhupada, you should not be going because your body is quite weak. So Prabhupada just abided by instruction of, say, desire of devotees and didn't go. So higher principle is rendering service to devotees. And in that service, all the blessings of the spiritual world can be manifested. And in that way, one can achieve the supreme perfection. And just by remaining at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, we can achieve these greatest blessings of the spiritual world. Thank you. I would like to request Malati Mother to speak one or two pastimes of Prabhupada, and we can, where devotees were empowered by Srila Prabhupada. You wish you can say.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for speaking very eloquently on this topic of serving the devotees. Of course, we can't think that you were mentioning the point about sadhana bhakti, and serving the devotees, and the point you were making was the higher principle of serving the devotees, but this doesn't mean we neglect our sadhana on the plea of serving the devotee. Because sometimes it is true we have a lot to do. We hear that, I have so much to do, I'm so busy with our service, that we neglect the sadhana. And if that happens, then our service to the devotee will also actually become compromised. Even though we're serving the devotee, if we neglect our sadhana, our mind will become eventually distracted, and our service won't be as pure, and there will be some neglect, and then some offense will occur. So we have to be very careful in this point. Actually, I can't remember a time when you were speaking. I was trying to think, was there ever a time that Srila Prabhupada did not encourage us to serve each other, whether it was by cooperation or any other example? The principle is there. In pleasing Krishna, one must please Krishna's devotees. And I was just thinking of one small incident that occurred very early on in the very early days, and before most of you were probably born. But in 67, when Srila Prabhupada first came to San Francisco, we were not knowing so much. We were trying to understand basically who was Krishna, who was Prabhupada, what is this bhakti yoga. Everything was very foreign to us. And we didn't have any deities, there were no murtis, but Radharani's name was mentioned because he told the devotees that he wanted, when the temples were opened in 26 Second Avenue, he asked them to make a sign, Radha Krishna Temple. So in San Francisco, he also, the devotees understood, make this sign, but we didn't know who was Radha. But we did it anyway, Radha Krishna Temple. So when Prabhupada came to San Francisco first time in January 67, one of the first questions we asked, well, who was Radharani? Who was Radha? So because we were, I think if you would say we were neophyte, that would put us at too much at an advanced level. We were not even neophyte. We were lower than neophyte. So he looked at us and he just said to us, Radha is Krishna's girlfriend, because that way we could understand somewhat. But then he explained, if you want to please Krishna, then you please Radha. And she will go to Krishna, and he went like this, and she will tug at his shirt sleeve. Hey, you see this person? Let them come. So just from that small incident, we could understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that much we knew. But if you want to please him, you have to please someone who's very dear to him. And then Krishna himself explains who is very dear to him, and that is his devotee. And then that devotee, because that devotee is very dear to Krishna, that devotee has access to Krishna. So by pleasing that devotee will put in a good word. And just like Srila Prabhupada told that person in Juhu, that I will be standing there when you leave your body. I will make the petition. So in the same way, by pleasing the devotee of Krishna, that person will petition Krishna on our behalf. And then we can be assured of success in this life. Hare Krishna.
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।